What would you, when would you stop saying good morning?
And after 12.
After 12. What would you say after 12?
Good afternoon.
Until what time?
I would say 5:30 or 6.
And then you would say what?
Evening.
Good evening. All right. And what would you say as a farewell, you know?
Goodbye.
Okay. Would you say say 10:30 at night, what would you say if you were...
Good night.
Good night, okay.
Of course, we have these little phrases. We say, see you later.
All right, see you later.
Rather than goodbye.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See you around, so forth.
On the farm, if you start to work before daylight, you'd say, we started before...
sunrise.
All right.
And or before daylight, whatever.
All right. You would use either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, yesterday I got up before the sun
rose.
All right. And you would say, the sun hasn't
set.
Same verb you were using before. The sun hasn't
risen.
All right.
I'm sorry.
And you would say, the sun usually blank around.
Rises.
At the other end of the day, you say, well, it's about
sundown. You know, a long time ago, my grandfather and grandmother would refer to time as before sunup or after sundown frequently, because they had their clocks set what they termed suntime. And it all amounted to what we now call Eastern Daylight.
Uh-huh.
It was an hour difference, like we do it, turn it back
they would arrange for the clock to register a certain time at sunset.
They watched the sundial. They had a sundial, you see, and then or when the sun set, either one.
Mm-hmm.
Are those, and they'd for some reason they never changed it. They never had Central Standard Time. They had one of these big clocks, which I own now, and it has the days of the week, the months of the year, and the time.
Hmm.
It's an old fashioned as a brand, and it stands up real high. It has two faces on it, and this little dial. And in leap year. It's amazing. It skips over in the right way.
Well, was there a purpose to, say they were having supper at a certain time, or what?
Well, they always got up real early. They would get up at 4:00
mm-hmm.
in the morning. They'd drink coffee until daylight. Then they'd prepare breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, had a wood stove and so forth. And in the evening at 3:00. They fixed tea and coffee. She usually had tea cakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they went to bed early because their day had been long.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Let's see, today is Thursday. So Wednesday was...
yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And Friday is...
tomorrow.
All right. What do you say if... somebody came on Sunday, and but it wasn't last Sunday, it was
Sunday before last.
Sunday before last, okay. And if you want to indicate just the opposite, not the Sunday that we're at right now, but
Sunday after next.
Sunday after next, okay. And what would you say if someone came at the first of the month and stayed until the 15th? He stayed about
2 weeks.